On today's show, it is the Thursday, November 7th edition of Winning Cures Everything. This is a college football podcast. We are talking about hot seat coaches today. We're going to talk about my favorite underdogs to win outright this week. And where is College Game Day going for week number 12? Let's not waste time. Let's get to it.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
All right. I am your host, Gary Seegers, at Gary WCE on all the different socials. Hopefully everybody's having a wonderful Thursday wherever you might be in this great country of ours. My mouth is going to work eventually, I promise. I promise. If you haven't already, subscribe to the show, Winning Cures Everything, on YouTube or on podcast. And if you're on podcast, please leave a nice 5-star review. That would help me out tremendously. It helps get the show in front of other people. And since this is a one-man show, that's right, I do everything, all the editing, all the graphics, all the blah, 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 blah. I would certainly appreciate your help, your support. If you want to support the show, of course, you can like videos and subscribe to channels and leave reviews, or you can help out by becoming a member at bettingcfb.com. That is where you can get all of my early plays. That's where you can get all of my stat projections, all that kind of stuff. My stat sheets, if you've seen those on Twitter, again, at GaryWCE, or on YouTube. That's where you can get all of those for yourself, and you can get them on Sundays at the latest Monday mornings. So, just so you know. All right. We got things to discuss. First off, hey, check out the BetUS College Football Show. Every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, that is where you can find me, myself, and Parker Fleming and Kyle Hunter. We have a fun time over there. We give out official plays and whatnot, and it's a fun show. We do deep dives on about 18 games a week on average. So hopefully you will check that out. Subscribe. There's a link in the description for that. All right. Hot seat coaches. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about where we are right now, because this is the very beginning of November. November, the longest month in college football, because, of course, there's a lot of moving and shaking going on. Now, we don't know exactly how the hot seat's going to work this year. We don't know about the coaching carousel. We know that the house case is going on, so it looks like colleges will be paying players themselves. You don't have to have the NIL element. You can actually just put $20 million towards your roster. What is that going to look like? And are boosters and schools, et cetera, going to be up for firing a coach with a big buyout, regardless of what the situation might be? So there are some coaches that might be on a little bit of hot seat talk. This might be somewhat lengthy. We're not going to make it too lengthy today, but we'll start off with this. Mike Norvell is going nowhere at Florida State. Nowhere. He will be perfectly fine. Okay? He will probably make staff changes. Actually, I would almost guarantee that he's going to make staff changes. So, Florida State, you can look for something new to happen there, but Mike Norvell will be there for a long, long time, just so you know, because they owe him oodles of money. They've been in lawsuits against the ACC. They are worried about having enough money to be able to pay players, etc. They think that they need to make more money. I understand it. Okay, so that is what we're looking at on that. Now, the ones that have already been fired: Mike Houston at East Carolina, Mike Bloomgren at Rice, and Will Hall at Southern Miss. And, of course, Fresno State and Utah State are already opened up. They opened in the summer just before the season started. So those are the ones that you're looking at right now. East Carolina is already open. Rice is already open. Southern Miss is already open. Fresno and Utah State. So no big jobs have opened up as of yet. And, again, that likely has to do with the House settlement. So the ones that are staying, that I would almost guarantee are staying. Billy Napier at Florida and Dave Aranda at Baylor. Billy Napier, Scott Strickland, the AD at Florida, put out a statement today, said that he is going to be the football coach at Florida, that, you know, et cetera. They explained a lot. Dave Aranda, it appears, has figured some things out. And it's not just him that figured them out. The school also figured out that, hey, we are being left behind in the NIL space. The roster has not been good enough. Now the roster is good enough. And they have a pretty good coaching staff as well, right? You've got some interesting pieces there, I'll say. I do like their offensive coordinator. I think he fits better there than he did at Cal last year. But either way, Spavital is a good guy for Dave Aranda and apparently for his defense as well. They seem to work complementary of each other, so long as they got a good quarterback, and Robertson is a good quarterback. So those two are staying. The ones that are likely staying, okay? Neil Brown at West Virginia. I think if they get to 6 wins, he's probably going to stick around. I don't think Ren Baker, the AD there, wants to move coaches. I mean, what are you going to do? Who's going to come in and do a better job? I think that's the question that you have to ask with all of these. So Neil Brown, I think, is going to be good at West Virginia. The fan base, they might not be super happy about that, but regardless, Neil Brown should be good. Sam Pittman at Arkansas. Now, after they got absolutely housed by Ole Miss last week and then got housed by LSU before that, yeah, there are some people that are ready for a change, but the team has been drastically improved this year over last year. They made coaching changes last year. He made a bad hire with Dan Enos. Alleviated that problem. I mean, he fixed it. And I think that Robertson, the defensive coordinator, Travis Robinson, I think that's his name. He's done a magnificent job this year with what they've got. So Arkansas, I think, is going to be fine. I think Sam Pittman, if he wants to stick around, I think he will stick around. And I think Petrino is going to stick around with him. Hugh Freeze at Auburn. This is an interesting one. Their team is significantly better than their record, at least based on post-game win expectancy, etc. The turnovers have absolutely killed them. You can try and... Hugh wants to blame it on the quarterback. And they've talked about bringing in Hank Brown again to be a starter. But they tried that once already, and he threw like 3 interceptions in the game. The interceptions have absolutely killed them. However, this thing is not quite up to snuff, but you can tell that the talent is getting better. They've absolutely been killing it on the recruiting trail. Where this might go wrong, because right now I think they're absolutely going to keep him. It's the same president. It's the same AD. I think they're going to keep him. What could happen is if the recruiting class falls apart, then you don't have that to hang your hat on. Then they might be looking at making a change, because he's got a worse record at this point than Brian Harsin did in his 2 years. So that is something to pay attention to, certainly going forward. And I think as far as likely good, I think Mike Locksley might be okay. I don't think Maryland wants to make a change. Again, you're going to have to pay a buyout. How much better do you really think somebody could come in and do immediately? At least not without somebody buying a roster, right? So I think that's the biggest thing is, if you know that your roster is not quite up to snuff, why not just keep the guy that you've already got so that you don't have to pay this huge buyout? Because whoever you bring in, you're going to have to pay them too. Right? Makes sense. All right. The ones that might be gone. Charles Huff at Marshall. This is an interesting one because Marshall is actually pretty good this year. They're 5-1 against non-Power 4 competition so far this season. So Marshall has been pretty good. The issue is that he is in the last year of a contract. He has, I don't want to say refused, but he has decided not to re-up his deal with Marshall multiple times. I think that he thought that he was going to get a P4 job at some point, and it just never materialized. I don't know how attractive he would be on the open market. I'm certain that he would get an assistant coach job somewhere, but who wants to bring him in to be their head coach? I don't know the answer to that right now. So I think that Marshall might look at the open waters and see what's up. But, I mean, it is the last year of his deal. If you don't like what he's done thus far, check out the field, see what you got, and maybe they bring him back on another contract, but who knows? I think both of those sides might be sick of each other. Ryan Walters at Purdue. Things have not gone well at Purdue, and Walters is doing some interesting stuff. Basically, he's running a scheme that does not fit his personnel whatsoever. He's already fired the offensive coordinator, Graham Harrell, because obviously that offensive style did not work with his defensive style. But I'm going to guess they might give him one more year. They might let him make staff changes and whatnot and just see where it goes. Because, again, you're going to have to pay the guy a buyout. This is only his second season. So, but it's not gone well. Purdue has not done well, I'll tell you that. And then Tom Herman at FAU. He might be gone. The stuff at the end of the South Florida game the other night was a bit embarrassing. On top of that, I got a buddy that messaged me afterwards and said, you know, his buyout is not that much. He's making, you know, over $1 million a year, but the buyout is only like 20 weeks of his salary. So it's, I mean, it's pennies for his buyout. So if they wanted to get rid of I say pennies. I mean, we're talking pennies to a big program. FAU might decide that they don't want to have to pay that. But if you look at their track record of coaches, they've done Lane Kiffin, Willie Taggart, and Tom Herman now. So they're retread central at FAU. Do they want to try something different? They could potentially, because things have not gone well for FAU either. So the ones that are likely gone. I got Mack Brown on here. Mack Brown at North Carolina. I'm interested to see what he ends up doing, because obviously this season didn't go well, but his quarterback got hurt right off the bat. They didn't have another guy that was lined up ready to go, and obviously these depth concerns are a big deal when it comes to, how do you explain it? The depth concerns are an issue because of NIL, because of the transfer portal, etc. They were able to get Criswell to come back, but he wasn't built for the offense that they were running with Max Johnson. I don't know what really they can do with this offense. I'm not a fan of their hires. I think that Jeff Collins has done okay this year, but he had Gene Chizik, and he had, or right now he's got Chip Lindsey. Now he's got Jeff Collins. I think the defense looks a little bit better. The offense under Chip Lindsey has just been a wreck. Now, this year it's kind of tough because of the quarterback situation, but still. Sonny Cumbie at Louisiana Tech. I think he's probably gone there 3-5. They lost that game the other night to Sam Houston, and Sam Houston was pretty hobbled in that spot. So I think in Ruston, they might just be tired of that whole thing. This was his third year, so I imagine he's probably gone at the end of the year. Don Brown at UMass. This is the third year. I think he's, what, 6-26, if I'm not mistaken. I think UMass wants to be a little bit better. I mean, UConn hired a retread coach and immediately flipped it around, went to a bowl game. UMass is about to go into the MAC next year. If you were going to start fresh, I suppose this would be the time to do it. So bring in somebody that might be more familiar with the schools that you're going up against. That would be interesting. So Don Brown probably gone. Trent Dilfer at UAB. I mean, that is just an absolute mess. But does the administration at UAB swallow their pride and make the move? Because nobody's coming to get Trent Dilfer. You are going to have to fire him if you want to get rid of him. Or do you just wait it out and see if he can figure out how to coach in college? Like, they've looked a little bit better with Kitna at quarterback, et cetera, but the experiment has not gone well. You hired a high school football coach and that had no ties to the area, that doesn't look at the job like it's somewhere that he really wants to be, or at least it does not appear that way. We'll see what happens with Dilfer. My guess is he's probably gone at the end of the year, but I don't know what his buyout is, et cetera. And Stan Drayton at Temple. Once they made the switch to Evan Simon at quarterback, completely different team. They are competitive. They look a lot better on offense, especially. Defense is still kind of a mess. The roster is still not up to snuff. It's amazing to see how far this program has fallen just in I mean, 8 years, 5 years? Not that long. It has not been very long at all. But again, this is a program that was not exactly set up for this transfer portal NIL area. Not area. What am I talking about? So, the ones that are likely gone to me, Mack Brown, Sonny Cumbie, Don Brown, Stan Drayton, Trent Dilfer. The ones that might be gone are Charles Huff at Marshall, Ryan Walters at Purdue. The ones that are probably good, Neil Brown, Sam Pittman, Hugh Freeze. And the ones that are definitely staying, Dave Aranda and Billy Napier. Let me tell you right quick about TicketSmarter. TicketSmarter.com, the best third-party ticketing vendor on the market. I love them. You will love them as well. And you can save money every single time that you buy tickets. WCE10, that's a promo code that's going to get you $10 off an order of $100 or more. WCE20, it's going to get you $20 off an order of $300 or more. And you can do it every single time you buy tickets. You can buy tickets to the game this weekend, and then you can buy tickets to the game next weekend, and then you can buy tickets to go see WWE SmackDown, and then you can buy tickets to a concert, etc., and you can save money every single time. Do yourself the favor. Think smarter with TicketSmarter.com and the TicketSmarter mobile app.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. Week 11 underdogs that I think are going to win outright this week. I've got seven of them that I feel pretty good about. We did well last week. We did well. Go back and watch the Week 10 video. I'm telling you, we did pretty good. I believe we had five outright out of eight. It's not bad. Not bad at all. This week, we're going to start on Friday. Wake Forest, you can get them at plus 225 against Cal. Now, my numbers love Cal, but Cal traveling three different time zones again, all that kind of mess. It's not good. Wake Forest, their offense has been significantly better. Dave Clawson is a good underdog coach. They're at home. It's a short week. Cal coming all the way from Berkeley on a short week. And that slow mesh offense is somewhat difficult to prepare against. So I'll take Wake plus 225 on that. South Florida, plus 125 against Navy. This is a short dog, and I'm doing the short dogs first. I don't think that Blake Horvath is going to be able to recover that quickly. USF, pretty good defending the run, pretty good at running the ball. These are things that Navy is not great at. I think that USF will be able to pull out a win here, especially at home. I think they're cooking a little bit. They're cooking with gas right now. And Alex Golesh, this is a win he would like to have, I believe. So USF plus 125. Another service academy. Undefeated Army, I think, is going to lose this weekend. I don't think Bryson Daly's coming back this week, anyway. And without him, I don't know that this Army offense is going to be able to keep that North Texas offense off the field. And you can get North Texas at plus 165 right now. The game is in Denton, Texas. This is, I think, where it ends for Army. Obviously, they are in, you know, North Texas is an underdog for a reason. Their defense is pretty bad. But that Army offense is not the same without Bryson Daly. If he's not playing, I'm taking North Texas outright. So plus 165 on the Mean Green. Number four here, UCF plus 130 to win outright at Arizona State. Arizona State does not have Scataboo, the running back. I think that he is kind of like the heart and soul of this team. Now, I like the, just based on numbers, just based on like a pick against the spread, I like Arizona State. If I'm going with money line round robin, all of these to toss in, etc., UCF plus 130 makes a whole lot of sense. That Rizik kid, the quarterback, the fourth string guy that came in, he's good. That UCF offense clicked when he came in. Absolutely clicked, because he's got enough of a passing threat to open up the running game. I like what they're doing there. Now, the defense is still kind of a mess. I don't think Sam Levitt is totally healthy yet. Obviously, we'll see this weekend. But if Leavitt can't throw effectively on UCF's defense, UCF's going to be able to stop the run, and I think they can get a win. This UCF team is talented. They're very talented. Number five. This is disgusting. Kennesaw State, +150 at UTEP. UTEP, I believe Locklear is coming back at quarterback, but he's still banged up. If they play the third string guy, I think it's Pickles. I think it's Pickles, right? Kennesaw has been getting better, right? They've been covering games. They got the big win over Liberty. I think they can do enough things here to pull off this upset. So Kennesaw State, +150. Yeah, against UTEP. UTEP is, I expected better things out of UTEP this year. I really did. It is what it is. All right. Oklahoma State is number six. Oklahoma State, +330 at TCU. TCU banged up on defense. I know that the offense can absolutely light it up, but still some injuries to deal with. Do you really trust Kendall Briles in that offense? Mike Gundy and the Oklahoma State Cowboys have been bad. And if you really want to get into narratives and whatnot, everybody knows which way Gundy leans politically, and his side had a pretty good week. Maybe he's been waiting. I don't know. But this seems like the kind of spot where Oklahoma State just comes up out of nowhere. That number is wild. I mean, it was like 11.5. So Oklahoma State at +330? Yeah, I'll take the Cowboys there. And then finally, number seven. Don't feel great about this one, but this is a team that's been shocking me all year. Arkansas State, +500 at Louisiana. Now, Louisiana, I think, is the best team in the Sun Belt. I think. However, they're just as gettable as everybody else, right? They've played close games. They've come out on the right side of some lucky bounces, etc. The offense is really good. The defense leaves a lot to be desired. Arkansas State, I like the quarterback. Butch Jones already has them at 5 wins. This is another chance for them to get to bowl eligibility. I think it's a huge spot. And yes, it's on the road. It's down in what is it, Cajun Stadium, I think is the name of it. I think there's a shot Arkansas State could shock them. So just a shot that they could shock them. So Arkansas State +500. So here's our recap. Wake +225, South Florida +125, North Texas +165, UCF +130, Kennesaw +150, Oklahoma State +330, Arkansas State +500. And I have already bet all of those. So, ghostleaves.com/WCE. It is the best kinesiology technology on the market for all those little jarring pains that you've got in your joints and everything. If you're an old man like me that has to be active in ways that you never would have imagined when you were a younger man, Ghost Leaves helps you out. They can get rid of those pains. All those different aches that you got in your wrists, in your elbows, in your knees, all your different joints. Ghostleaves.com/WCE. Go research it. Go learn about it. I'm telling you, it helps out tremendously. All of the best compression sleeves on the market are right there. And if you use the promo code WCE, you can save 15% off your order. So I highly, highly recommend it. Also, highly recommend bettingcfb.com. That is my site. That is the membership group. If you want to be a part of it, we are getting closer to a milestone. A lot of people over there. Highly recommend you join the community. It's $5 a month, $50 for the year. Check out bettingcfb.com. Where is College Game Day going for week number 12? A lot of interesting questions this week. Week 12 and week 13 are interesting because you're swapping off. There's 5 weekends in November this year. So you're swapping off like SoCon Saturday for the SEC, and the Big Ten schedule didn't really align perfectly for them to have a bunch of big matchups and whatnot. So what are we going to do for next week? Maybe they go to Utah at Colorado. Maybe. That one's a noon game on Fox. I don't think ESPN wants to take College Game Day where Fox is, if they can avoid it. So, Clemson at Pitt. That's a battle of top 25 teams currently. Both of them would need to win this weekend. Clemson goes on the road to Virginia Tech. Pitt has to host Virginia. I imagine they both win. They're both favored to. We'll see. If that's the case, then maybe you get game day in Pittsburgh. That would be interesting, right? Or maybe for the 2:30 game on ESPN, or the 2:30 p.m. Central Time, God's time zone, that game, Boston College goes to SMU. Now, I know that you're saying, Gary, why would anybody go and see that matchup? That's yuck. Well, Boston College fans wouldn't say that, and SMU fans wouldn't say that. But we already saw one example of ESPN going to a school for a game that didn't have a ton of national appeal, but when you've got a good storyline, you just do it, right? So they went to Indiana. Part of that might have been because Lee Corso wanted to go back where he formerly coached. But part of it was because Indiana has become such a huge national narrative. So there is that option. SMU has become a big thing. There is a possibility, especially with Clemson's loss last week, that SMU finds a way into the ACC championship game if they win out, and the schedule certainly aligns for them to do so. They're number 13 in the latest CFP rankings. Everything goes well this weekend. They should probably be moved up, I would guess. But we'll see. We'll see. So BC at SMU could be interesting, because I don't know the last time that game day went to Dallas for an SMU game. Either way, the most likely spot would depend on two wins this weekend, and that would be Tennessee going to Georgia. So game day going to Athens next week. It's the 7:30 Eastern time game on ABC next week. And obviously it's a huge game. Top 10 matchup, all that kind of stuff. However, Tennessee hosts Mississippi State. They should handle them. Georgia has to go to Oxford this weekend. Now, I think they're going to get that win. But I don't know it for sure, right? If Georgia loses, do they still go to Athens next week with a team that's coming off of a loss? And they did that with another team earlier this year, but it was a team coming off of a loss a week after a bye week. So they lost a game, had a bye week, and then game day went there anyway. They went to Cal. They went to Cal for the Miami game. And that was a week that there wasn't really anything else going on. Even with the Georgia loss at Ole Miss, Georgia is still in CFP contention. So if that's the case, my guess is that they still probably go to Tennessee at Georgia, because Tennessee would be, I guess, the highest-rated SEC or highest-ranked SEC team outside of Texas, I guess. I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know how it's going to work, but I'm certain we will figure it out. So that's my guess. My guess is that they go to Tennessee at Georgia. That's the ABC primetime game next week. That's the way it's going to work. All right. We went a little long today, but that's all right. You guys are fantastic. I appreciate all of you for paying attention to what I'm doing, for giving me a little bit of your time, because, you know, you didn't have to. But I love you for it. All right. Check out all the different places to subscribe, to like videos, all that kind of stuff. Winning Cures Everything on podcast, on YouTube. Check out bettingcfb.com. We appreciate our sponsors, of course, Ticket Smarter and Ghost Leaves. And check out Three Dog Thursday. Had Kevin Rogers on today with TJ, and they did a phenomenal job. Things are rolling right along with me. Rolling right along. Follow me on Twitter or X or whatever they call it, at GaryWCE. And we are going to talk again very, very soon. Until then, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football, and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@winningcureseverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.